Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm scheduled for 2 tomorrow afternoon.
Where? The jury or the U.S. attorney?
The jury.
Uh-huh.
And I'm scheduled at 5:30 this afternoon with Silver.
How are you?
Yeah. I just wanted to run through quickly a couple things, John, in line with our conversation. I got in here last night, and there's a telephone call from O'Brien. I returned it and went over there today, and he said the reason that was for the call is LaRue had told him that to ask him to call me to say that he had had to identify me in connection with this, and they wanted me to know that, and so on.
He tell you about Dean?
Nope.
Well, Dean has totally cooperated with the U.S. attorney in the hopes of getting immunity. Now, what he says or how he says it, nobody seems to be able to divine.
Yeah.
But he's...
The whole enchilada?
He's throwing off on Bob and me heavily.
He is?
Yeah.
He is.
And taking the position that he was a mere agent. Now, on your episode,
yes, sir.
He told me, before he left, so to speak, he told me that really my transaction with him involving you was virtually my only area of liability in this thing. And I said, well, John, what in the world are you talking about? He said, well, I came to you from Mitchell, and I said, Mitchell needs money. Could we call Herb Kalmbach and ask him to raise some? And I said, Dean said, me and you said yes. And I said, yep, that's right. And he said, well, that does it. And I said, well, that's hard for me to believe. I don't understand the law. But I don't think Herb entered into this with any guilty intent. And I certainly didn't. And so I said, I just find that hard to imagine. Now, since then, I've retained counsel,
who's
very good, and who agrees with me that it is the remotest kind of nonsense.
Yep.
But the point that I think has to be clarified, that I'm going to clarify if I get a chance, is that the reason that Dean had to come to me and to Bob, where you were concerned, is that we had promised you that you would not be run pillar to post by Maurice Danz.
And also that you knew I was your friend, and you knew I was the president's attorney.
Sure.
Never do anything improper.
Sure.
Illegal, unethical, or whatever.
Right.
And
but the point is that rather than Mitchell calling you direct, Mitchell knew darn well that you were no longer available.
Yep.
Now this was post April 6th, was it not?
Yep. April 7th.
Yeah. So that Mitchell and Stans both knew that there wasn't any point in their calling you direct because we had gotten you out of that on the pretext that you were going to do things for us.
That's right.
And so it was necessary for Dean to come to me and then in turn to Bob and plead a very urgent case without really getting into any specifics except to say you have to trust me, this is very important. And Mitchell is up his tree, or, you know, I mean, is really worked up. He didn't use that phrase, but he's really exercised about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, John, if you tell me it's that important, why, yes.
You know, when you and I talked, and it was after John had given me that word, and I came in to say, ask you, John, is this an assignment I have to take on? You said, yes, it is, period, and move forward. Then that was all that I needed to be assured that I wasn't putting my family in jeopardy.
Sure.
And I would just understand that you and I are absolutely together on that.
No question about it, Herb, that I would never knowingly have put you in any kind of a spot.
Yeah. Well, and when we talked, you knew what I was about to do. You know, to go out and get some bill for this purpose. I mean, the humanitarian.
Exactly.
And
it was a defense fund.
And the defense fund is to support the families.
That's it.
Now, thing that was disquieting about this thing with O'Brien was that he said that there was a massive campaign evidently underway to indict all the lawyers, including you, Herb. And I just was a little shocked at that. And I guess what I need to get from you, John, is assurance that this is not true.
Well, I don't know of any attempt to target you at all. My hunch is that they're trying to get at me. They're trying to corroborate. See, what they said to Dean is that he gets no consideration from them unless they can corroborate Haldeman and my liability.
God, if I can just make it plain that it was the humanitarian and nothing else.
Yeah, and the point that I undoubtedly never expressed to you, that I continually operated on the basis of Dean's representations to me.
Yeah.
And I had the...
It was not improper.
Right.
And there was nothing illegal about it.
Right. See, he's the house lawyer.
Yep, exactly. And I just couldn't believe, and you and Bob and the president are just too good friends to ever put me in the position where I'm putting my family on the line.
Why, of course.
And it's just unbelievable, unthinkable. Now... I'll just lay it out just exactly that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't haul the president into it if you can help it.
No, I will not.
But
no.
I think the point that, which I will make in the future, if I'm given a chance, that you were not under our control in any sort of a slavery sense.
No, but
that we had agreed that you would not be at the beck and call of the committee.
And of course, too, that I respond only on orders and, you know, on direction. And if this is something that you felt sufficiently important and that you were assured was altogether proper, then I would take it on because I always do it and always have. And you and Bob and the president know that.
Yeah. Well, as far as propriety is concerned, I think we both were relying entirely on Dean.
Yep.
I made no independent judgment.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm sure Bob didn't either.
No. Nope. And I just have the feeling, John, that I don't know if this is a weak read, is it?
Roe Dean?
No, I mean this. Are they still going to say, "Well, Herb, you should have known"?
I don't know how you could. You didn't make any inquiries.
Never. And the only inquiries I made, John, was to you.
Yeah.
After I talked to John Dean.
And you found that I didn't know just a whole hell of a lot.
You said that this is something I have to do.
And the reason that I said that, as you know, was not from any personal inquiry, but was on the basis of what had been represented to me.
Yeah, and then to provide the defense fund and to take care of the families of these fellows who were been found neither guilty or not guilty.
But and the point being here, without attempting them to induce them to do a damn
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely not. And that was never. That was exactly right.
Okay.
Now can I get in to see you tomorrow before I go in there at 2?
If you want to, now they'll ask you.
Will they?
Yep.
Well, maybe I shouldn't.
They'll ask you to whom you've spoken about your testimony. And I would appreciate it if you say you talked to me in California. Because at that time, I was investigating this thing for the president.
And not now?
Well, I wouldn't ask you to lie.
No, I know.
But the point is...
Not, but the testimony was in California.
The point is, well, no, I mean, your recollection of facts and so forth.
Yes, I agree.
See, I don't think we were ever seen together out there,
no.
but at some point, I am going to have to say that I talked to O'Brien and Dean and Magruder and Mitchell and you and a whole lot of people about this case.
Yeah.
And so... It would be consistent.
Now, do you feel, John, just calling it a shot here, do you feel assured as you did when we were out there that there's no culpability here?
Yes.
And nothing to worry about?
And Herb, from everything I hear, not after you.
Yes, sir.
from everything I hear that
Barbara, you know, I just
they're out to me and they're out to get Bob.
My God. All right, well, John, it'll be absolutely clear that there was nothing looking towards any cover-up or anything.
Right.
It was strictly for the humanitarian, and I just wanted you. When I talked to you, I just wanted you to advise me that it was all right on that basis to go forward.
That it was necessary,
and that'll be precisely the way it is.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.